Manuscript Releases, Volume 16, Numbers 1186 to 1235. MR Number 1217. A Message of Comfort, Pointing to Christ, Our Righteousness. Written April 23, 1890, from Oakland, California, to Dear Brother Samuel Fulton. My much respected brother in the Lord, I am afflicted as I learn of your affliction, but our only hope is in Christ our righteousness. You may trust in the Lord with all your heart. He will never fail you. The precious promises of God are full and rich and free. Oh, how precious they are to you in your affliction when heart and flesh fail. It is true that all have not the same boldness and confidence when brought into deep affliction. And again, I am so glad that feelings are no criterion. The promises, rich and full, are yours. You can say in your sickness, "The anchor holds." Faith and hope in the promises of God are steadfast. You have the pledged word of Jehovah. Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Only rely with trusting faith as a child relies in the promises of his faithful parent. Here is simple, earnest faith and confidence in Jesus, who loves you and has paid a dear price for your redemption. In the weak state of your body, the enemy may try to make his voice heard that the Lord does not love you. Oh, he does love you. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pities those who put their trust in him. Your life may look to you to be full of mistakes, but what if there are mistakes? Jesus knows all about the trials, the weaknesses of humanity, and he has placed on record the most precious promises. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I have evidence, the very best, that God loves you. He will not thrust you from him in your weakness, for he loves you. Do not worry yourself out of the arms of Jesus, but just repose in restful quietude in his love. His grace will be all sufficient for you when heart and flesh shall fail. He will give you his peace and his grace. Gather to your soul God's promises, for Jesus is your constant, unfailing friend. Try as hard as you will, you cannot manufacture a righteousness for yourself. Christ has woven in heaven's loom the robe of his righteousness, and he will put the same upon you. And your sins, your old, defiled citizen's garments, will be taken away. He points you to the fountain of living waters, whereby you may drink and drink again and be refreshed. He bids you come unto him with all your griefs, your pains, your weakness, and he says, "You shall find rest." Only believe that Jesus is your personal Savior, that he pardons all your transgressions, and then rest in his love. Do not let the smallest doubt come into your soul, for all your feelings of guiltiness must be laid at the foot of Calvary. Jesus says, "I have taken your sins. I have imputed to you my righteousness. Your weak faith will I strengthen." Then, trust in Jesus. He extends to you free pardon. He makes you a member of the royal family. Put your hand in the hand of Jesus, and he will hold to you more firmly than you can hold to him. Let your soul be comforted by the brightness of the Sun of Righteousness. The cloud may appear dark to you at times in itself, but when filled with the bright light of Jesus, it is turned to the brightness of gold, for the glory of God is upon it. May the Lord bless these words to you, is my prayer. Love to your faithful, watching wife and all dear friends. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., October 2, 1986. Entire letter.